Our next speaker is Steve Phillip. He is the current mayor of Jersey City. Steve, tell us what's going on.
All right. Well, let me start. That was good, Larry. I think cut it off. But Larry asked me to give you a little perspective of what we see on the ground of somebody who deals with this right now, day in and day out. We have about 2,500 active cases. We're the largest city in New Jersey. We're about a mile and a half from New York. We have a little bit of more than 100 fatalities. And he asked me to talk a little bit about what we're seeing with enforcement with regards to shelter in place, how that's working, what our numbers look like, and then a little bit about what our municipal budget looks like longer term. So I'll start with kind of the challenges around the shelter in place. And our challenges are the same as every other city. It's probably things that you won't read in the paper because we're making choices around how to police this stuff. We have a police department of about 950 police officers. Last week, we had close to 350 of them that were either home COVID positive or that they were quarantined because they worked with somebody who was COVID positive. And that's led us to have a really difficult time in the shelter in place. And as a result, we've seen an increase in crime. People ask us all the time why we're not more aggressive, and we've limited choices is the reality. We're not going to put somebody in jail. That's tremendously counterproductive. And generally, a poorer population is less inclined to be responsive to summonses or fees, or layering them up with tickets isn't necessarily productive either. And then you got to realize that every time we have a close contact with somebody on the corner, there's a risk of that we've seen where they identify themselves as somebody who's COVID positive, and that automatically triggers us losing several police officers that go into self-quarantine. So the depletion of our police department has led to an increase in crime. And people don't realize necessarily how difficult it is for municipalities to police this shelter in place. We really have limited means to kind of put that into effect. And then regarding our municipal budget, we have a budget normally of about $600 million. We're expecting about a $70 million gap because of the COVID situation. Why? We have no taxes regards to hotel tax. We have our payroll tax is totally shot. We don't know what the collectibles are going to be or receivables for our property taxes. That's in a month that we'll see that. And then we lose about $1 million to $1.5 million per week with regards to tickets, construction fees, and basic permits that the city would be issuing. So we're going to have a serious problem come August, September, and we're going to need help at the state or federal level, which right now doesn't give any direct help to cities smaller than 500,000. We're 300,000, so we need to have help from the state, which every time you have a different layer of government getting involved, it becomes increasingly difficult to get that support. So that's kind of the big picture. I don't know, Larry, if you have any questions, or we could cover it at the end.
I guess one thing I want to ask is, you know, Jersey City is it's considered one of the most diverse cities in the world.
Yep.
Wikipedia gave you that. How
yep.
would you describe the different behaviors within your residential communities?
Yeah. So it's been really hard to do outreach in some of the, larger immigrant communities. For example, the Coptic Egyptian community, the Filipino community. We have very, very large, substantial communities there. It's been hard to do outreach. And then we're seeing the cases isn't necessarily a racial disparity, as some people read. It's more about economics and poverty. So, you know, in the pockets of the city where you see larger poverty, you see a big increase in COVID positives and a big increase in fatalities. Not only a big increase in fatalities that you read, we probably have a 20 to 30% increase in what the police would classify as kind of just DOA, that we get a call overnight, somebody's dead in their house, and there's no suspicious reasons to see that other than that their neighbor said they indicated that they were feeling poorly for the last couple of days. So those aren't counted in COVID positive cases that you read anywhere, but every police department has a big increase in that. And that ties directly into a lot of the immigrant communities that are harder to reach and the poorer communities, of course.
And how are we, I know there's different people take this shelter in place differently. How can we get moral suasion better in place in some communities that aren't doing it? And then on the other side of that, when we really create this sort of fear, how are we going to unwind that public fear when we want this economy to be opened up again?
I mean, we have the conversation around opening up the economy every day and on the local level, and there is nobody that's had a good plan that we could implement, and that's at the state level or at the local level. And with regards to persuading some of the more challenging communities, we're trying our best to use conduits, whether it's religious leaders or community leaders, but those have its challenges as well, because the people that are generally on the corner, there are people that have harder upbringings. If they're not scared of the typical type of violence that their life is accustomed to, they're certainly not scared of COVID or corona. So it's a big challenge for us, and it's the same problem that you're going to see in every major city across the country. And they're probably not talking about it because they direct their police department to make choices, because everybody has such a depleted police department and first responders.
Steve, thank you so much.